Yes, I'm okay, Pat Sheens. It's kind of weird when we've had a guest on.
Isn't it?
Because then we come back and I feel like we didn't really do our usual because we had a guest.
But wasn't Joe Coffey just sensash?
Sensational was the Joe Coffey. Within, I reckon, 30 seconds of us being on the call with her, bosh, she was in. She knew what she was getting. She was straight with us. She had a load of shit to bring.
Yeah.
And I just absolutely loved her.
Yeah, me too.
Many thanks, Joe Coffey.
Joe Coffey, if you're still listening, many thanks.
We should have asked Joe Coffey if she drinks coffee.
We should have, shouldn't we? I've just, can you believe this? Check this out. 5:15 on a Monday, I've just had a coffee.
What the hell?
Yeah.
You're going to be like, what have wired. I done?
What have I done? It was a moment of madness.
Madness? Yes, it bloody was, mate.
I've had a really busy day.
All right.
And I'm going to tell you, I've done a workout.
Get in, Patty. I love that.
I've actually been doing a workout every day since last Wednesday.
What have you been doing? What are your workouts?
I've got this little app that I've downloaded called Fitburn.
Fitburn.
And you basically put in your weight and your height and your like activity level.
Yeah.
And it gives you a whole 30-day workout, starting with ones that are like 10 minutes and then you move up to 15. And it's basically for a whole 30 days, it does the best thing. I mean, today I was doing the press-ups, where not the full press-up, but the press-up where you have your knees on the floor and your
knees
feet
down,
off.
Knees down. Knees down, feet off.
I did 3 rounds of those. I did 30 seconds, 3 rounds of those.
How many were you doing? How many sets? Or how many
I don't know, but it was 30. You do it for 30 seconds.
Right.
And I did it three times over.
Right.
And then there's like ones where you do like bench presses with like water bottles. You do a seated row.
Patty, I love this shit.
Oh, mate, I mean, I'm buzzing. I'm absolutely buzzing my tits off.
Are you buzzing? Well, that's because of the coffee, really, isn't it?
Well, what have I done? Because so I was starting to have a bit of a slump. I've sort of cut down a little bit on Diet Coke. Haven't cut it out. Never going to cut it out. Never going to say I'm not drinking it again. Never.
Never, 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 never.
But I haven't had a Diet Coke today because there was none cold in the fridge. And it got to like 4 and I was like, oh my God, I need something.
I need something.
I've had a really busy day. Mm. I was up out of bed at 7:20. Can you believe that?
Did you kill yourself or something?
I did a meditation this morning.
Right, okay. Right. Someone has taken Patty. This is some kind of, you know, dupe Patty that we've got sitting here, because you're telling me you're getting up at around 7:20 of a morning, you've done a meditation, you've done a workout, you've had hardly any Diet Cokes, you've had a coffee, you're buzzing your tits off. What the fuck is going on?
Ask me what I had for lunch.
Well, I'm now thinking you're going to tell me you've had some sort of tofu or something.
Oh, no, not tofu.
No, okay, so we're not going that far.
So I've been an intermittent faster, as you know, for a while.
I know that, yes.
So I don't ever really have breakfast, but it gets to about 1 o'clock and I'm a little bit hungry. So I had 3 jammy soft-boiled eggs. You know, the ones that are like jammy, not runny, but are like...
jammy?
Like soft boiled, but they're still a bit runny in the middle.
I know what you mean, but who calls them jammy?
That's what I googled and that's what I got. Jammy boiled eggs.
Okay, so you've had 3 jammy eggs.
A Warburton's protein bagel.
Warburton's protein bagel, nice.
Some raspberries and an Activia yogurt.
I mean, I am actually sort of... I am slightly concerned that I haven't
got...
We need an intervention. That we haven't got a real Patty here. We've got someone else has come in and pretending to be you. But do you know what, Pat? All jokes aside, all having a bit of a laugh and a giggle, right?
Bring it on.
I think what you're doing is bloody brilliant.
Thanks, mate.
So I just think, let's carry on with the Patty that's getting up at 7:20, doing a meditation... having a bit of intermittent fasting, doing a workout.
Yeah.
And let's just see where this new Patty takes us.
Let's see how long it lasts.
Even if it doesn't last forever, something is better than nothing.
So I got up, well, I got to about 4 o'clock and I was like, oh my God, I'm really tired. I've got to do a podcast in an hour or so. What, like?
Shit.
So I thought, shall I have a Diet Coke? And then I thought, no, do you know what? I'm going to have a coffee. And now I am so buzzing, it's unreal. I am buzzing.
You are buzzing your tits off, aren't
honestly,
you?
Honestly, this meditation that I've been doing, I know right. people are going to be like, oh my God, she's meditating. That
who
weird.
Gives... Right, Patty, we stop this right now. Who gives a shit, right? If it's working for you, do it.
It's been a game changer for me.
So what do you do with your meditation then? Where is this?
So I do a guided meditation and there's loads of different ones on YouTube that you can find. Mm. And obviously this isn't going to work for everyone. Just have to caveat this. This is me.
Absolutely.
This is not me telling people to meditate. This is me saying, look, Sandra, it might not work for you, but it's worked for me.
Exactly, Sandra.
So I found one that I do of an evening. It's about 20 minutes long. It's an evening meditation that prepares you for sleep.
Nice, an unwind.
So I tend to read for a bit. I've really tried to find a new habit this year of putting my phone down at night.
Very good, Patty. That's a very
good
habit. So
I got myself an Alexa, which is also an alarm clock.
Although I do hate Alexas, but that's fine. Let's carry on.
That's fine. That's fine. And I now actually put my phone, not away from my bed, but on the other side of my bedside table, face down, because I don't need it to look at the time. I've got my Alexa if I wake up in the night.
Exactly.
I read my book for a bit. I do this guided meditation and I settle myself down to sleep. And I have been sleeping so much better.
Beautiful, Patty.
Beauteous.
That is wonderful.
Beauteous. And then I found one this morning that was just an energizing guided meditation. It's just on YouTube.
Oh, energizing.
I just put it on. I put my headphones in, I sit on my bed, you know, with my palms raised.
Palms out, receiving, you're receiving.
Receiving. I feel like such
a... You're in receiving mode.
Receiving. And I do a 10 minute sort of meditation and then I get up and get on with my day.
Well, Patty, do you know what? You know, we all have to find these things that work for us. And if for you... This is something that's working for you. It's helping you at the end of the day. It's helping you in the morning. You get into your receiving mode activated. Off you go into your day and everything is beautiful.
I saw something funny on Very British Problems this week. And I thought I'd share it with the group.
Please do share.
As I get older, my tolerance gets lower. I often used to think, this meeting could have been an email. Now it's more, this email could have been a thought you kept to yourself.
So true. Yeah.
We had it at work this afternoon. We had like a whole, there was like 75 of us on this Teams call.
Oh, shit.
Somebody doing a presentation about some bullshit. And, like, halfway through, I just thought, what are you talking about? You could have just kept this all to yourself. What are you talking about?
I think sometimes people literally think of something and go, right, we need to have a meeting on this.
Yeah.
I need to get everyone in the room. We need to decompress. Yeah. We need to talk this out. We need to go from here. We need to see what we've got to do.
We need to reach around. Not reach around. That's something very different. We need to reach out. We need to circle back. We need to get the low-hanging fruit.
Exactly. And then when you get all those people in there, I would say majority of people are going, what the fuck has Barry got us in here for?
Oh, God.
Honestly. That is so true.
And then I know, I think we might have said this before, but then has anyone got any questions? Keep them to yourself.
Shut up. Yeah.
Nobody cares about your question about I have just got a question actually, Jennifer. I just wondered about, you said halfway through the presentation about the 4-5-6-2-7-1-8 configuration. And actually I was thinking it's more 6-5-7-2-4. I just thought I'd open it up to the rest of the group. The rest of the group are like, I don't give a shit. And then the person comes back and says, you can see the person's annoyed that they've been questioned on that. Right, yes. Do you? Right, okay. Well, actually, what I'll have you know is there was a focus group about this that everybody was invited to. Did you come along to said focus group? Because I didn't see you there. So why are you now, when this has been drawn up, drilled down, made a plan, set in stone, concreted, emailed to everybody, are you coming in with your 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 configuration? You can tell they're pissed. There's always been a focus group, hasn't there?
Always. There's always focus groups.
Always.
Yeah. Yeah, you have a smaller focus group and then they bring that to the wider group.
That's it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the thing is as well, I mean, I go to these meetings. You know, I'm not really big in the meetings, but when I do have to go to them, I have to take the minutes of these fucking meetings.
Oh, that is a shit job.
Yeah. And when are you getting to the end? You've worked your way through the agenda. You're coming up to, you know, you're coming out the other end. You feel like, okay, we're nearly there, gang. We're nearly there. Yeah. This is nearly coming to an end.
Hold on.
And then, like you said, Pat, someone asks a question. And you literally, am like, shut the fuck up. We were nearly finished, Jeff.
Yeah.
And you're bringing another question now that I've got to write down.
Is going to lead on to another question. Somebody else puts their hand up in the virtual meeting, and you think, oh my God, there's five people now with their hands up.
The chair has
to go, okay, we've got a lot of people with their hands up. Tim, I think you were first, followed by you, Gina, followed by you, Sarah. Then I think it's you, Richard, and then we'll finish off with you, Tracy. And you're thinking, oh my God. And each question, while somebody's talking, somebody else puts their fucking hand up.
Yeah, I just want to slap all their hands away. I wish I could actually do that. I wish there was a thing that you could, like, puts their hand up and you just go, no, you're not having your hand
straight
up
down.
Now, Jeff.
Straight down.
Shut up. Yeah. In fact, I'm making you leave. You're evacuated from this meeting.
Well, you don't use Teams, do you?
No, we're a Zoom or a Google Meet.
On Teams, you can mute participants.
Oh, I'd love that.
So you can click on their little like square thing and you can actually mute them.
Shut them up.
So I might start doing that. And people ask me,
we'll
just mute you. Oh, is there a problem? Is there a problem? Well, halfway through this meeting, because they were, the big bosses were sharing their screen. So they're the PowerPoint.
Yes, of course. Yes. Slides.
Somebody halfway through started sharing their own screen and like their Teams chat came up and all their email. And everyone was good. The guy that was leading it was going, I don't know. Whose is that calendar? I don't know what's happened here. Who's shared their screen? We've got some. Can somebody take that calendar down? We don't need to know that you've got 3 meetings after this. Let's just stop sharing. Then the whole thing, then it just came up with this guy's face, and he was like, I'm not sure what's happened there, so we'll let.
Let's just move
right
on.
He's
flowing with the PowerPoint.
And then all of a sudden, you see some random person's calendar.
Calendar? I mean, good job it was only a calendar. Imagine if there'd been something dodgy on there.
Imagine if they'd have been slagging off the meeting. This is so fucking boring.
Yeah.
Why does Jeff keep asking questions?
Jeff's getting right on my tits, yeah.
There was another one that I saw, which I also thought was very funny, which just said, if I say we should definitely do that sometime, please don't try to actually set a date and time. Just move on with your life.
Do you know what? The amount of times I think I have those conversations with people, you're like, we need to put that in the diary. We need to do that. And I come away and I just think, that ain't never happening. No. That's never happening. I'm not meeting up with you.
As they've said, don't actually set a date and time.
No.
Just move on with your life.
Because this is just not happening. It's just a bit of chit chat that we're having because we bumped into each other in Waitrose. So I'm not meeting up with you next week for a coffee.
To go skydiving.
Definitely not do that.
This is one that I've actually just found, which I think is quite a good question. I'm going to ask it to you.
Okay, yeah.
What might a cheese-based Bond film be called?
Cheese fingers. You have to know that.
Well, look, we've had a couple of really good messages. I am going to keep the first person anonymous. They haven't asked me to, but just for themselves, I think this would be right to keep it anonymous. But
fine.
We had this very funny message in that says, this won't fit in the box, but I had to tell you about a sad/funny story.
Right.
The other week, one of my daughters hung the washing out for me.
Mm-hmm.
Within the washing was a piece of lingerie that's enjoyed in the bedroom.
Oh.
It was crotchless.
Oh, wow.
Normally I'd keep this away, but it got mixed up with all the other washing. Anyway,
oh, no.
My daughter was horrified and said she was never doing the washing ever again, and then told me to act my age. I'm 40 fucking five. I wanted to tell her that she was a cheeky bugger and sex gets better with age, in my opinion.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine?
You
come home, Ellen and has hung out your crotchless
your
panties.
My crotchless panties are on the line.
Yeah. We also had another message in, which was very funny. This is a shitting tit, but I thought we could just have a brief chat about it at the top of the show.
Okay, yeah.
It says, right, ladies, I have a shitting tit, but please do keep me anonymous, as I'd actually like to keep my job. Just call me Judy.
Okay, lovely, Judy. Mm.
I work in a large office, pretty big reputation, decent sized company, etc., etc. And I'm all for smart office wear and taking pride in your appearance. Now, this bit is caps locked, so she's shouting.
Wow, okay, yeah.
But why, oh why, are men cutting about the office in fucking waistcoats?
Oh my God.
Suit trousers, a shirt, and then again in capitals, and a fucking waistcoat. Brackets! No jacket. I've observed this, and this is happening on days where they have no client meetings.
Mm.
The furthest the one guy went has been to the printer and back on said days when he has no client meetings. Now, I'm not talking a smart waistcoat in the same material as your suit. I'm talking satin, shiny, and sometimes even bloody patterned. Why are they doing this? You look like a tool. I'm sat here half expecting him to pop round the corner with a tray of canapes. You look like a fucking waiter mark from accounts. Anyway, really pleased to have got that off my chest. As the head of HR, I probably shouldn't pass judgment, but like, I'm honestly, I feel like writing into the handbook that waistcoats are not needed and nor will they ever be. Yours sincerely, Juddy Judy, head of HR.
Oh my gosh, Judy, waistcoats. What a message that is.
Waistcoats. Men have become, when I read this, I was like, actually.
Yeah, they have.
There is a waistcoat phenomenon.
Yeah, there's a waistcoat epidemic going on. That it literally is just contagious. Like, one man started this waistcoat shit and now it's just everywhere.
Guys, look, you don't need to wear a waistcoat.
No. I mean, tricky, actually. He's blaming Gareth Southgate, which actually,
that is actually true.
Is spot on, I think. I think this is where it started.
Gareth Southgate is the pangolin that released COVID.
He is your pangolin from, what was the
China.
No, but what was China. The actual? Wuhan.
Wuhan.
Gareth is your Wuhan originator that has then caused this pandemic of waistcoats.
He's been to some kind of wet market in a waistcoat. Somebody's gone, aha, this is it. This is what we want. And you've seen like a domino effect around the world. Waistcoat, 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 waistcat. It comes back to Southgate. Southgate, if you're listening, fuck you.
He's been to a wet market. Heavily into with Patty and Ange. What are they
heavily into this week? Angie, tell me, what have you been heavily into this week, my darling?
Right, now, I am, / have been, heavily into the Great Pottery Throwdown.
Oh, I love that show.
I have never seen it before in my life.
It's so good.
Oh my, I'm going back watching old episodes of the Great Pottery Throwdown.
The Throwdown is...
Honestly.
Have you ever watched The Great Sewing Bee? That's also brilliant.
That's the British Sewing Bee.
That's right.
Yes, I was getting confused. The British Bake Off, British Sewing Bee and The Great. I had to really think about what I was coming with. Yes.
Yeah.
But that, yeah, I've watched the British Soapie, but I think the Pottery Throwdown is another level of program, in my opinion.
So much so, Pat,
that I took some notes.
I love it when you do this.
When I was watching the Great Pottery Throwdown, I became quite aware of quite a lot of innuendos that come around when you're talking about pottery. Yes.
Right.
This one episode I watched, they were having to make plates, right? You think, well, that's, you know, plate, quite standard for pottery, isn't it? A plate, quite easy. But the plate they had to make had to have what they were calling defined rims. And they were going around looking at these plates, talking about the rim, whether it was defined or not.
Right.
Then they also had to make a pot that had a sculpted knob. So we had defined rims, sculpted knobs. Then Stephen, who's one of the people on there, was making a jug of some sort. So they said, we're now going to look at Stephen and his hairy mackerel.
What is he called, a mackerel?
I think he was doing a jug that had mackerels on it or something. So they called it his hairy mackerel, which I thought was a bit rude. I didn't know. Bit rude. But then, this is one of my favourite. There's someone in there called Jan. And when they were having this pot this week where they were making jugs, which is where Stephen had his hairy mackerel, Jan was making her jug. And she said, my jugs are enormous, bigger than everyone else's. And they actually not only her pottery jugs, but her jugs.
She's got
massive jugs. Yeah. So Jan's jugs were coming up. Thing they made, and the guy said that they've got lovely openings. But honestly, just watching the program, just for the things that they talk
that
about and
hilarious.
How they, I highly would recommend if you're feeling down, if you're feeling a bit low, if you've not done your meditations that day or something, perhaps
if you get on your coffee at five.
Not buzzing your tits off and you're feeling a bit low, get the Great Pottery Throwdown on. And I love the fact that they do throw down the pottery.
I love that, throwing it down on the wheel, bang, I love it. Talking of big jugs, once I'll never forget, when I worked in an office a few years ago, there was a woman who did have rather large jugs, and her manager emailed her, and he meant to put, I know you're really busy, but he put, I know you're really busty.
the most amazing typo. Yeah.
You can hear how that went, don't you? No, yeah, message Lynn. That's not her real name. Message Lynn. Lynn will know.
Busty Lynn.
Which one's Lynn? Who's, you know, the woman upstairs, big tits.
Big jugs.
Oh, the busty one. Yeah. Hi, Lynn. I know you're really busty. Hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
Oh, that is brilliant.
Oh, yeah. I really do like the big
the
pottery
The great pottery throw. Yeah. Honestly, I'm really heavily into it. I'm going to keep making notes, you know, and bring them.
Please do.
I shall.
Somebody in the box said that they're heavily into Leo Woodall from One Day. He's hot.
Oh, good God.
That was Louise Wilson, 6428, just said, heavily into One Day, Leo Woodall, he's hot.
Oh, he is.
It's his smile, isn't it?
Oh, and his hair. Sort of, he's got lovely.
I figured out, I have got a real thing for blokes with a big quiff.
What?
Like Chris from Love Island. Oof.
What? That black, great big... He looks like bloody the pet detective. He looks like Jim Carrey.
I love a quiff.
No, not a quiff. Quiffs are not for me. No, I'm not.
Quiffs are not for you.
No, you can keep your quiffs.
Somebody else said, heavily into Saturday Night TV, Gladiators, Saturday Night Takeaway, reminds me of the 90s. I do think TV's become a bit nostalgic.
Yeah, but the Gladiators, that actually gets on my tits, that show.
Yeah, I thought it would. I thought it would.
I don't get it. You know, they're all just there, like, with great big inflatables trying to knock each other off a podium that's up in the air, or they're doing that. What's the thing they do at the end? The big old, like, runny thing.
Travelator.
I watched it the other week and I was like, no, this is shit. No. Also, Bradley and his son doing the actual program, it's like stupid.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I just don't know. I'm not into the gladiators.
You're not into the gladiators.
No, you can keep that. That should have stayed in the 80s.
I also feel like it's so pantomime, isn't it?
Oh yeah, I think that's
it's so like, oh my god, I hate you. You're going down. Yeah. Get you. It's like they're going to have a fight, but obviously we know they're not really.
They're not.
It's Saturday night TV, and it's like, oh yeah, I'm going to get you, and they like grit their teeth. And there's always one. It was Wolf, wasn't it, before? And there's this new bloke who's like doesn't really say anything, but just is like a meathead, and just goes around like pushing his head out and saying, I'm going to get you.
Yeah,
absolute fucking bollocks, man.
Yeah, I'm not. The gladiators should have stayed in the 80s. I want
to tell him to just go off and meditate. Just do a meditation.
Just calm down.
You're
going to
be fine.
Down. It's like they put on that lycra, bang, they're in like some other ulterior universe.
Ange, you've got a tits for us, I do believe.
Yes. Now, I feel like we've covered quite a lot of sort of office-based bants and, office-based politics and things. And I feel like, and this has just been coincidental,
right?
Because my tits are quite office-heavily based.
Okay.
Because the thing that has been getting on my shitting tits for quite some time are printers.
Oh, I hate them. I hate them.
First of all, why are people still asking for you to print stuff out?
Oh, get back to the 80s.
Exactly. They need to be going back with the gladiators.
Next, you'll be asking me for a fax.
Exactly,
A fax email.
But when you have to use a printer, now we've actually got two printers. In fact, I don't know how many printers we've gone through in our household because they're just stupid, right?
Stupid.
But then we've got this current printer. Stupid. We've got this current printer. I think there's sort of a couple of layers to my issue with printers, right?
Okay.
One is the printer is trying to be up with the 21st century being wireless, right? But if you ask the printer to print something wirelessly, it goes, I can't find your wireless, or I can't find your Wi-Fi. You're on the wrong Wi-Fi. So you're like, no, this is the right Wi-Fi. And you should know what the Wi-Fi is, right? So you say, okay.
No, this is the right Wi-Fi.
So you're then dicking around because you're like, right, the fucking wireless shit doesn't work. So the printer is out in our shed, right, our studio thing, right? So I have to then bring my laptop out here to plug it, to physically plug in a wire, right? So I plug it into the wire, right, this is to fucking do it now. So plug it in, press print, right? Then it goes, sorry, you've run out of cyan. It's blue or green. Why are they calling
magenta?
Magenta. You've run out of magenta. I don't fucking care. I just want you to. It doesn't need to be in magenta or cyan. Just black. Right. So then I'm like, so then I have to go back, change the settings. So I just want black and white. Just forget all the cyan and magentas. Okay. Just give me a black and white print. Go again. Print. Do you want this two-sided?
Yeah.
I don't want it two-sided. I didn't ask for it to be
two pages,
right? So you go back in, different, find the fucking settings, right? black and white, one-sided, A4, what's the
landscape, not portrait.
Portrait. I want a portrait.
Not landscape.
Not landscape. Print it all in. Press print. Does it print? I'll run out of paper. Fucking hell! I now need to get document. Why the fuck I'm having to print this shitty thing anyway? Why? Yeah. Why are we not just down with the DocuSigns? Why are
DocuSigns?
So it's just the whole thing is an absolute ball ache piece of shit. And as far as I'm concerned, printers need to just do one, and everyone needs to get with the 21st century and not be asking you to print something off, physically fill it in, sign it. Because then you have to go through the whole rigmarole of having like a scanner. You have to do your scanner on your phone, scan it, email it, then I can email it again. I just feel at the end of any of those processes, I'm going to have a massive breakdown.
Yeah.
All because I've got to print out a document in black and white, not in cyan printer, okay? It just drives me round the bend.
That is so funny. That's a really there you go. Yeah, printing is...
Printers, they're in my tits because they are tits. They are shit tits.
Well, what another great episode. That felt like a really fun one. Coffee is going to be on the agenda at 5.
You better bloody do it, Pats, yeah.
Yeah. But remember, there's loads of ways that you can get in touch with Ange and I. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth_Corden. She's at Ange Corden.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But Ange and I will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.